This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us on the program. How are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing good, man. You stumped me with that song, though. I have no idea what that one was.
I wouldn't know it unless I saw it written out before me. I would not have recognized it either because I wasn't really a big fan of the program.
I learn all kinds of stuff listening to you. I learned what that song was. I found out the Beach Boys are coming to the Rockingham County Fair.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Absolutely. You know, I remember back in the day when the Beach Boys did 4th of July in Washington.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I still love the Beach Boys.
Yeah, that's a good fun concert. Speaking of good fun, the transportation session is getting ready to kick off on what, June 23rd, I think?
I'd rather go watch the Beach Boys.
I hear you.
But yeah, it is. We're going to go back to the Capitol on June 23rd for a special session on transportation that the governor called. You know, I said at the time, and I still believe it was a mistake to call this special session. Back in the spring, the governor said he would only call the special session when it looked like there was some consensus and some likelihood that we could actually get something accomplished. And unfortunately, I guess miracles happen, but I still don't see a consensus. You know, the governor's put his tax increase plan out there, which is really pretty much the same old plan that he's been pushing for the last 3 years. The Democrats in the General Assembly don't even support the governor's plan. You know, you got the Senate Democrats who have one plan, and the House Democrats have another plan. The governor has a third plan. The Senate Republicans have a plan. The House Republicans have a different plan. I mean, it's just...
Doesn't sound like consensus.
No, there's just no consensus, Coy. And my fear is we're going to go there on the 23rd. It's going to be very short. It's going to be very non-productive. You know, I just don't see a consensus building right now. And again, it's always possible that it could happen here in the next few days, but right now it seems highly unlikely.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, and of course he'll be there in the Senate, presiding in the Senate when the special session kicks off. Do you honestly think that we could just be looking at maybe make a few speeches and go home?
Yeah, I think that could happen. Obviously, there'll be bills introduced, and you know what I suspect will happen is that some form of a tax increase package for transportation will pass the state Senate, but it'll very quickly die in the House of Delegates. It'll pass the Senate on a purely party line vote. You know, if you look at, here's the practical problem, Coy. You know, there's never really a good time to raise taxes, but frankly, this is a horrible time to raise taxes because of the state of the economy. You know, the governor has proposed raising the tax on buying and selling a new or used car at a time when the auto industry is stagnant at best. And he's proposed raising a tax on buying and selling a new home at a time when the real estate and construction industry is in recession. He's proposed increasing vehicle registration fees by $10 a year. Well, we just increased them by $10 a year less than a year ago. So, I mean, it's just not a... you know, the Senate Democrats want to raise the gas tax by a nickel a gallon at a time when gas prices are at all-time highs. I mean, it's just a dysfunctional approach. And, you know, if you look at the polls, it's interesting to me. What the polls tell you, what the people of Virginia are saying, is we want something done about transportation. We want more money directed to transportation, but we don't want to see taxes raised to do it. And the political pundits look at that and say it's inconsistent, but it's not at all. You know, I think the people of Virginia have figured out what I've been saying for 6 years now, that we've been debating transportation. The problem in Richmond is not a lack of money. The problem in Richmond is a lack of fiscal discipline. We've got enough money through existing revenue sources to solve our transportation problems. If we just use that money for transportation, as opposed to spending it on all of these new and expanded government programs. And the people of Virginia are a step ahead of the members of the General Assembly. You know, they've figured out it's not a money problem, it's a fiscal discipline problem. And I think what they're saying is rather than raise my taxes, use the money you've already got, prioritize it for transportation, and make tough spending decisions in other areas. And ultimately, to solve this problem, I think that's what we're going to have to do. because we're just not going to find a consensus and we're not going to find support around these proposals to just always go back to the trough and raise taxes.
The Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Bill Bowling, is our guest, and we're honored to have him with us. One of the proposals that the Republicans was championed by Republicans in the House of Delegates to part of the proposal to help fix this situation involved empowering regions to raise their own taxes. And they sort of, they said to Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, you've got the most serious problems in the state with transportation, certainly with commuters in getting in and out of the Washington area. And, you know, let's be honest, the port down there needs another crossing, not just commuters, but the port with all the stuff coming in on those ships needs another crossing to help get all that stuff out away from the port and to the stores. Do you see that being salvaged? And more importantly, for those of us here in Central Virginia, do you see perhaps some plan that might give the other regions of the state, like us, similar authority to have sort of regional taxes to be able to fix our own problems?
Well, let me say a couple things about that. First of all, on a statewide basis, one of the things that the governor conveniently forgets to mention when he talks about transportation is that just last year, the General Assembly enacted a transportation package in House Bill 3202, which included $600 million in new funding every year for highway construction and maintenance on a statewide basis. The vast majority of that transportation bill is still in effect. In fact, this year it will generate about $560 million in additional funding for transportation on a statewide basis. The real acute need right now is the critical need in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads. There is a possibility that that could be addressed by giving local governments within those regions additional taxing authority. But to be honest with you, I don't think that's the answer, because I don't think the local governments within the region will use that additional taxing authority, because they're hearing the same thing the members of the General Assembly are hearing from folks, and that is, we don't want you to raise our taxes. One of the things that people forget, Coy, is that for the last 20 years, local governments in Northern Virginia have had the authority to enact a 1% local option income tax for transportation, and they've never done it. And there's a reason they've never done it, and that's because they've assessed that the citizens within their region really don't support that. And I think they're right. You know, I think what the people of Virginia want us to do is to stop spending all of our money on new and expanded programs. If transportation is the most critical need facing our state right now, take some of the money that we've got in existing revenue sources and move it to transportation. Here's what I've proposed. I've proposed taking 1% of the existing state sales tax. Now, not a new state sales tax, not an additional state sales tax, but 1% of the existing state sales tax and moving it to the Transportation Trust Fund over a four-year period. If we do that, we'll generate about $950 million a year in money for transportation by using existing revenue sources. You know, another option is to require that 10% of future revenue growth go to transportation as opposed to everything else we like to spend money on. Had we done that 10 years ago, it would have generated $800 million a year in additional funding for transportation. Now, I've also proposed that we require that at least two-thirds of all budget surpluses go to transportation. You know, those budget surpluses are, by definition, one-time money. I think they should be used to fund one-time things like capital projects, building roads and bridges, as opposed to being spent on recurring government programs. Over the last 10 years, that would have generated yet another $800 million for highway construction and maintenance.
So the money's there, if I hear you right.
Oh, the money's there. I mean, you know, the question is, how does the General Assembly choose to spend the money? In the budget that Governor Kaine brought us back in December, at a time when he was asking us to raise taxes for transportation, he had $250 million in his budget in spending on brand new government programs, and he took $170 million that had been earmarked for transportation and proposed to spend it on other stuff. So this is not a money problem, it's a spending problem, It's a fiscal prioritization problem. We can solve this problem without raising taxes if we have the fiscal discipline to kind of put our money where our mouth is. And if transportation's the number one priority, that's where the money ought to go. And that's what I hear from the people of Virginia. And that's the reason I just don't think these tax increase proposals are necessary, and I don't think they're appropriate. There is another way, and I think a better way, to solve this problem.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. We always look forward to talking to him on the program. And before I let you go, real quick, I just want to let you know I was thinking about you the other night when I had my kids out fishing. We drowned some night crawlers and pulled a few brim out of the water, but I was thinking about you the other night.
Outstanding. I tell you, that fishing is my passion. In fact, I was thinking about it today. We were down in Roanoke this morning for some meetings, and we just finished up a little tour of the Walton's Mountain Museum in Schuyler.
Yeah.
I came past lots of good trout streams on my way between Roanoke and Schuyler.
Bet that was driving you crazy.
It was. I didn't have my pole with me.
Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Coy. Have a good day.